I want to love you like a martyr. I want to love you like a king. I want to love you like a god. I want to love you more than I've loved anything. I want to love you like a poet. I want to love you like an artist.
Jealous, you're found. Conspiracy, from the album Subaltern, was created by Mike Powell, a musician based here in Winnipeg. Good afternoon, and welcome to U-Talk. You're listening to 101.5 FM on UMFM. I'm your host, Ryan Funk. Although the snow continues to linger, it will eventually leave. Once it does, summer is never far behind, and with summer comes cultural festivals. If you're visiting the West Coast come June 4th to 5th, you should check out Folktoria at Victoria Centennial Square.
My name is Sonia Gruel. I'm the president of the Greater Victoria Folk Festival Society and the chair of Folktoria, and I represent the Shawnee Punjab Dance Performing Arts and Heritage School of Victoria.
Hi, I'm Pam. I've been on the board for, I guess, just about since its beginning, not the original meeting. While I'm wearing the Ukrainian vows, which is my heritage, I'm actually on the board representing the International Folk Dancing Club in Victoria called Saanich International Folk Dancers.
I'm Elvin, the treasurer for the society, wearing my Norwegian costume today. It's from Inner Hardanger, province of Norway, and it's I've been dancing with the Sons of Norway folk dance group since 1986, I guess, when I started. Yeah.
And I'm Julie Axford, and I'm the site coordinator for Folktoria, just volunteering on the committee, and I represent the Vancouver Island Scottish Country Dance Society.
Great group of people here representing a wide array of cultures, and there's going to be a lot to find out about Folktoria. How about we just start with, what exactly is Folktoria?
Thank you, Ryan. Folktoria is a festival held at Centennial Square, downtown Victoria, to bring together the various cultural groups and organizations once a year to host a free admission event. It is produced by the volunteers of the Greater Victoria Folk Festival Society, and the volunteers are representatives of the various cultural groups and organizations that participate in Folktoria. And Folktoria also is also open to anyone who wishes to share their passion for folk culture through dance, song, music, food, arts and crafts, and more. And furthermore, there's an opportunity to engage and learn about the culture organizations who will be present at the event. It brings the community together and represents the various cultures to tourists as well. It also involves various public and private sector businesses through funding such as the Province of BC, City of Victoria, and the BC Lottery Corporation, as well as sponsors such as Minhas Mar Lawyers, Fairway Market, Save on Foods and Saanich, Here in Canada Magazine, Monk's Office Supply, Black Press Media, Greater Victoria, Czech TV, and U Multicultural. For other organizations such as the Royal BC Museum, it's an opportunity to display upcoming exhibitions, or for the Greater Victoria Public Library, for their diversity inclusion department, allows them to share their multicultural selection of books and hear from the public. For the University of Victoria, for example, it allows them to an opportunity to engage with the community for multicultural programs as part of their strategic plan. And it also provides opportunities for volunteering for all ages. For example, youth in high school, the hours can be put towards their high school graduation, or for new immigrants who want to get involved with the community. It is also a revived legacy of what once was the Folk Festival, which was produced by the Greater Victoria Intercultural Association for approximately 30 years at Centennial Square.
June 4th and June 5th. Last time that we spoke, there was a little uncertainty whether or not it would be able to be in person. I guess just what is the reaction now that the event is going to be taking place? There's so many different people, foods, cultures represented. You know, it's a great time as we're coming out of the pandemic.
Yes, this is very exciting news that we are hosting our return as an in-person event. And as you said, it's held June 4th, Saturday from 12 to 8, and Sunday, June 5th from 11 to 7. And so the reaction has been extremely positive. And people are, in speaking with some of the cultural groups and organizations, they're really excited that Folktoria is back. They're excited to get back into their dance studios or community centers to start practicing and getting prepared to be on stage. And, you know, in June is a pretty good month, and we're crossing our fingers for weather and just being outdoors to perform. It gives them an opportunity to connect again with their students. And just, you know, from my own example, just, you know, getting back into dance and getting all the students ready, they're so excited, and you feed off that energy and you forget how it's so important for your mental health to keep dancing too. So, and it just kind of brings back what we have worked at for years, you know, with our dance organization. We've been in the community dancing for 30 years. So I'm just, you know, one group, but I've been hearing that from many I've been talking to, and we have almost two full days of performances where we have confirmed approximately 30 cultural groups and organizations right now. So we're very excited.
It's a good thing that the event takes place in Victoria and not here in Manitoba, because the weather here is just unpredictable. Even in summer, you're like, is it going to rain? Is it going to be nice? Can never tell. I know it's also the fifth anniversary. I mean, obviously there wasn't too much going on during the pandemic, I guess. What's just the feeling that you've reached 5 years?
Well, what's new this year is the highlight of Centennial Square, where we have our Folktoria. It's a very large fountain, and we're moving the site around to be around that fountain, which is going to allow for better viewing from the stage and more participation around the on the site, which we're looking forward to. And this year we have a new sponsor, the BC Lottery Corporation, and they're engaged because they want to celebrate diversity in our community. And they're going to have some trivia games going, and that'll be another new opportunity for people to participate. And we've added some new food vendors, Greek on the Street, Van Auk, Kiffer Company, and Mini Donuts. Everybody has to have some Mini Donuts at a celebration.
Yeah, you can't be at a festival without Mini Donuts.
That's right. So it's going to be a wonderful two-day event.
Very cool stuff. 5 years, so many different cultures. I know you've touched on this a little bit, Sonia, but just maybe someone else, if they'd like to answer, why is it important to celebrate diverse cultures in a community festival like this?
So folk to all of us is our traditions. It's our cultures. It's preservation of our history. It brings back memories of our youth and stories of family and home. And the participants that we have are passionate about sharing their music, their food, their dance. And the sharing of those folk traditions is a way to create understanding in our community. I come from a widely known culture. You know, most people, when they see the tartan or they hear the pipes, they know it's Scottish. But I know very much less about the Korean community, for example. So when I get to see their music or hear their music and see their dance and have the descriptions of their dance talked about, I better understand that community. So Folktoria is a way to touch people emotionally, create appreciation for what we have in common and what we have as acceptance of our differences. So that's what Folktoria means.
And the variety of food doesn't hurt either.
That's right.
We'll be right back. seeing you drag your sieve through the fire and the mud.
So festivals like this can't happen without the community coming together. How can people help out to make Folktoria the most successful it can be for this fifth anniversary?
It wouldn't be a festival if no one actually attended it. So probably the simplest way to be involved is to participate by coming and enjoying what's there. I think the more people can come and see and hear, the more we can experience more similarities among all our differences. And we want to celebrate diversity, but I think in the process of that, people get together in their various cultures. They celebrate events, they celebrate things like birthdays, anniversaries, weddings. We're creating an event that people can do similar things with family. They can enjoy food, they can enjoy music in all its forms, singing, dance. And so by attending, that's a really big way to kind of be that village that makes the festival. There's other things which would be like, be a member for $10 a year. It's a great bargain. And if it's a business, consider sponsorship. You know, we've achieved, I think, some wonderful sponsors that Sonia's mentioned so far. And that if we get to get bigger, then we'll need more sponsors. It's expensive, especially in the areas of insurance and setting up a stage, having security. You know, those things don't come cheaply. And so by having sponsors and not having it necessarily rely on a few people, the more that are sponsoring, the less each one individually has to bear cost. Being involved by attending these directors' meetings. I think people are afraid they'll get kind of poked into certain jobs, and that might happen. But I think it's important to understand what we discuss and how we plan. It takes the year to create the festival. So that's a big part too, is just consider listening in on one of our meetings. Or you might know someone. Connections are a big part of how to be involved. If we can hear from people who know someone who knows someone who can provide us a tent with weights for all the people wanting to display things, you know, that's helping. I think a big part too is just the enthusiasm and the commitment, you know, being on this board, even though we're a small board. I think we really do have a huge commitment to the festival. And Sonia has an amazing way of promoting what we do. Her energy is infectious. So we really are grateful for that. People who look for volunteer hours, whether that's for school achievement or university, but you know, that's another way of being involved. You can be involved on site. There's lots of things to do, either with helping, even just with the recycling aspect of taking care of how people dispose of things, or some craft work with children, or kind of hurting people who are getting ready for performing, you know, just things like that can be on-site volunteer hours.
Volunteers, getting some more sponsorships and membership opportunities are great ways to help it grow. Just kind of looking towards the future, what would you like to see, you know, come or develop to see like Folktoria become this like kind of nationally recognized things? Is there just like a certain aspect that you'd be like, yes, this is what we'd like to see moving forward?
You know, sometimes I don't think I want it to get any bigger than it is. There's a closeness of what's happening, and we know the other performers, and you know, it's small enough that you can get around the entire site and see all of the performances and eat all the food, etc. So I'm not sure I want it to get that much bigger.
So less of an expansion, more of kind of just continuing to polish some of the rough edges, just make it streamlined even more.
Yeah, that would be my comment on that one. But I'm sure Sonia has a picture in mind.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Joan, and every year, you know, a new group comes on and you kind of involve them in your family. And one of the things in our programming, and Pam can also add to this and Melvin, is that, you know, we try to make sure that everybody is included. So we might just get that group at the end that says, you know, oh, I forgot about, or I didn't see this, and I really want to be part of it. So we, you know, I think when you say bigger, like in the sense of the event itself, we, back in 2020, prior to COVID, we had 45 organizations that we were all had the program drafted up, and we got them all in. So if you mean bigger in that sense, I think it will grow. There's no, it's already grown already. And so, you know, do we go to a longer, do we extend it? But I, you know, again, that requires a lot of volunteers, and it requires a lot of funding. But bigger in the sense of the message across, yes, it would be wonderful to get the message across nationally, that we're reviving this wonderful folk festival that occurred in Victoria for 30 years. And that message of diversity, inclusivity, everybody's welcome, your culture is appreciated, really honing into the message of Canada, which is home of many cultures, right? So yes, yeah, I think if that means getting bigger, then yes.
Inspiring other grassroots movements across the country. So not necessarily these wide spanning things that like, oh, this is the largest festival on the West Coast. Just had it quickly. But this is a really fantastic community event. We have different organizations involved, and you know, more people are getting involved, but you know, there's that community aspect of it, and something that, you know, we can inspire others to be like, oh, this area has these sort of cultures represented, and we can celebrate those ones, and each one can kind of become its own special, unique thing.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And what we're hearing too is from public feedback is, oh, I didn't know that that cultural group, I didn't know that was, you know, in Victoria, that group was there, or that particular dance. So that's part of all of the excitement, you know, of putting Folktoria on.
How about we just go around real quick and talk about what each of your cultural groups will be featuring at Folktoria this year? How about we start with Melvin?
I'd probably be tied up most of the time as MC for both days, but our Norwegian folk dance group is still hibernating, I would guess you would call it. Some people are not yet confident that about being in public, but we might do maybe two couples or maybe just one couple doing a couple of traditional Norwegian mm-hmm. dances. There's many to choose from, so, and some of them are really nice to show off, and it reflects the traditions of Norway, and it's a living tradition as well too. These dances are still done in Norway, and new music is being composed and following the old style, and there's just been a movement to revive some of that, talk to some of the really old musicians and say, what tunes do you play that are not well known? So it's something we can do, even though personally I'm not Norwegian. If you look at the flag, it's, and my father was born in Ukraine, but it was a German farming colony, so I'm a sort of an interloper into the Sons of Norway, but I'm sure other people have other heritage too. They like to dance, so they say, well, can I join your group? Sure.
The Scottish dancers, we have a performing team as part of our Country Dance Society, and we're practicing some traditional things and some new, more modern things to perform at Folktoria. And we're really pleased this year that we're going to have a very accomplished accordionist, Scottish accordionist, Mary Ross, who's going to play live for us this year. We're really pleased about that.
With the Saanich International Folk Dancers, I'm trying to make decisions on what dances to pick for within a 20-minute time frame. The club, through workshops from the last 50 years, has acquired probably 700 dances in its repertoire. Not everybody knows them, and it's hard to pick which ones are representative of kind of the international scene. So I think what I'm hoping to do is cut some of the length of a number of different dances and then try to put as many sort of linked together as possible in the performance allotment time. But we'll probably have something in there that represents, you know, Greece and Romania, and Israel, any of the kind of Balkan type of countries. We'll probably have something from there as well. And probably nothing, or maybe one that might be a couple or changing partner dancing. We tend to have most of our dances be non-couple dances. Not that we don't like couples, it's just required dances and different workshop instructors. A lot of dances were village style circles of handheld people, or short lines, shoulder holds, or W, like raised hand positions. So I haven't figured out the performance yet, but I'll have fun trying to pick it out.
With the Shani Punjab Dance School, our dances represent the northern region of Punjab, India. And the dance that we're focusing on is Bhangra. And so we had a practice yesterday, and we started February 27th. And just yesterday, our ethnic dresses arrived from India. So for one group, so they're very excited. We spent yesterday trying them on, and the children are very excited. So I will our group will be representing a lot of young students under the age of 23. So we have approximately 25 to 30 students participating. And yeah, they're very excited. They've been practicing. Some are so young that I told them yesterday we're going to do a performance, and they're like, oh my gosh. So it was just the reactions are beautiful. They're very excited.
June 4th and June 5th, it's going to hit us faster than we realize. Where can people go to find out more information? And will there be a cost to admission?
Just to put it up here, we have a Facebook page, Folk at Home, and we have a website, folktoria.ca. And you can always catch us by email, folkfestivalinfo@gmail.com. The difficulty we have is Centennial Square is wide open with many entrances. So we've made it a free festival rather than you know, fencing off all those entrances and forcing people to come and pay an admission fee. We will have donation boxes to people want to donate as they come in or go out. So trying to get, you know, get them interested and sign them up as members.
Want to hear more stories and music from amazing people across Canada? Check out U Radio by U Multicultural. Listen in at u-channel.ca. I'm Ryan Funk. This was U Talk, and have yourself a good one.
I'm just a lost post-Soviet boy, looking for my dancing tree girl.